producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, I want to get right into this because I want to take you down the old paths. And what we're going to talk about in just a couple of minutes is grandma rocks. If you go to Jeremiah 6:16, it says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. Where's the good way? And walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls." But they said, "We will not walk therein." Because people are given to change. But did you know that we're not to be given to change, friends? Because, again, the Lord tells us that we're not supposed to be given to change, because when you're given to change, it means it pulls you away from the old paths. And we're warned over and over and over and over again not to do that. Matter of fact, in Proverbs 21, verse 20, or 24, verse 21, it says, "My son, fear thou the Lord and the king, and meddle not with them that are given to change." There's a whole lot of change. As a matter of fact, the slogan for the president of the United States of America was this: change. Remember that? And then his second slogan was "Forward," which is a communist slogan. And for those that didn't know, the follow-up scripture to Proverbs 24, verse 21, first, we're not to be given to change. But secondly, it tells us right after that, "For their calamity will rise suddenly, and who knows the ruin that comes from both of them." See, it's interesting. That's why it's important not to basically cherry-pick scriptures or act as a bunch of pigeons picking peas as to what you like and what you don't like. No, we want it in context, line upon line, precept upon precept. Folks, did you know there's a lot of change going on in our country right now? And everybody's noticing the calamity that's following, the destruction to our country, because they've allotted a president all by himself, unconstitutionally, illegally, therefore null and void, and through un-American, well, authority, wherever he's driving that stuff, it's not from the consent of the governed, we know that. But he was the one that said he was going to fundamentally destroy this country. And 7 years later, people are beginning to realize that calamity is following his proposed change. So what's the problem? Well, the people would have it so. Is that not true? What I'm going to do, friends, is I'm going to go back to a high school in 1967 to the present. And I'm going to give you scenario after scenario and tell me this isn't true. This is why we want to avoid going about to the new way rather than going back to the old path, Jeremiah 6:16. There's a scenario. Scenario number one is Jack goes quail hunting before school and then pulls into the school parking lot with his shotgun in his truck's gun rack. That was in 1967. Well, the vice principal comes over, looks at Jack's shotgun, goes to his car and gets his shotgun to show Jack. But today, 2016, school goes into lockdown, FBI called. Jack is hauled off to jail and never sees his truck or gun again. Counselors called in for traumatized students and teachers. Hey, America, how is that change working out for you? How is that change working out for you? The Bible tells us we're supposed to go back to the old path, not given to change or the new way, friends. Scenario two, Johnny and Mark get into a fight after school. Well, that's pretty common. 1967, crowd gathers, Mark wins, Johnny and Mark shake hands, and guess what, friends? They end up best of friends. 2016, though, the police are called in, SWAT teams arrive, they arrest both Johnny and Mark. They're both charged with assault and both expelled, even though Johnny started it. Scenario three, Jeff will not be silent or sit still in class. He disrupts other students. 1967, Jeffrey's sent to the principal's office, given a good paddling by the principal. He then returns to class, sits still, and does not disrupt class again. After he who withholds his rod hates his son. See, we used to love each other in this country, friends, to actually follow, and we used to love the Lord enough to actually follow Scripture. Because a child left to himself bringeth his mother to what? Shame. But again, 2016, here's change for you, America. Jeffrey is given huge doses of dangerous psychotropic drugs called Ritalin. He becomes a zombie. He's then tested for ADHD, which is fictitious, by the way, friends. The family gets extra money, Social Security, from the government because Jeffrey has a disability now. Scenario four, Billy breaks a window in his neighbor's car and his dad gives him a whipping with his belt. 1967, Billy is more careful next time, grows up normal, goes to college and becomes a successful businessman. But again, those that are given to change, those that are accepting the lie of walking away and wickedly departing from their God, they eat the fruit of their ways, do they not? 2016, Billy's dad is arrested for child abuse. Billy is removed to foster care and joins a gang. The state psychologist is told by Billy's sister that she remembers being abused herself, and then her dad goes to prison for a long, long time. Billy's mom has an affair with a psychologist. Scenario five, Mark gets a headache and takes some aspirin to school. 1967, Mark shares his aspirin with the principal out on the smoking dock. In 2016, the police are called and Mark is expelled from school for, guess what, friends? Drug violations. His car is then searched for drugs and weapons. And then soon thereafter, he's sent to be analyzed by some drug counselor that is looking for a reason to throw him into treatment. Scenario six, Pedro fails high school English. 1967, Pedro goes to summer school, passes English, and goes to college. 2016, Pedro's cause is taken up by the state. Newspaper articles appear nationally explaining that teaching English as a requirement for graduation is completely racist. The ACLU, the communist organization themselves, files class action lawsuit against the state school system and Pedro's English teacher. English is then banned from, guess what, core curriculum. Pedro's given his diploma anyway, but it ends up, Pedro does, mowing lawns for a living because he cannot speak English. Scenario 7, Johnny takes apart leftover firecrackers from the 4th of July, puts them into a model airplane, paints the bottle, and blows up a red ant's bed. You remember that, guys? 1967, guess what? The ants died. But in 2016, the ATF, Homeland Security, and the FBI are all called in because Johnny is charged with domestic terrorism. The FBI investigates his parents, and all siblings are removed from their home, and all computers are confiscated. As a matter of fact, Johnny's dad is placed on a terror watch list and is never allowed to fly again. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM station. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to go online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio, sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages correlate one with another. We got highlights, articles, which we'll highlight in just a couple moments here, friends, on sonsoflibertymedia.com. But I first want to get to the fact that we're not to be given to change. And I was giving you scenario after scenario. Matter of fact, I think I gave you seven of them. But from 1967 to the present, you can see we're completely different in so many different ways because the American people have allowed themselves to depart wickedly from God. There's no other explanation, friends. There really isn't. But again, if you'd like to check us out online, please do. And if you'd like to jump over to Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio, and Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm sorry, on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Media. You can also jump on our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1, double E. Again, that phone number, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. And yes, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. That's why we have the mind of Christ here, friends. That's how important it is to get back to who we are. And he's the only one that can do that. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me, John 14:6. And we also understand that there's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. I said none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ, for he is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Folks, grandma rocks. You know, as I travel the road life, I find it interesting, very interesting, as a matter of fact, how men who lived so long ago and experienced so much of life were able to see what was coming in the future. And the way that they knew that is because they always studied the past. And not to mention what they saw in their own days. Remember, the sons of Issachar knew the times. And why was that? Because they were very educated people, and they understood the ways of the Lord, and they knew better than to depart wickedly from God, as David did in Psalm 119. But Aristotle, he couldn't have said it any better, and he couldn't have hit the nail on the head any closer than this when he said, tolerance and apathy are the last virtues of a dying society. You know, it's interesting because I remember looking at a book once that was titled What Men Have Learned from History from a friend of ours. His name is Ray Comfort. And I remember when I seen this book, I thought, well, what's inside of this book? So as I opened the 100-page book, I found that the pages were all blank. Remember, the title was What Men Have Learned from History. Let me say that again. 100 pages were completely blank, friends, and the name of the book was What Men Have Learned from History. And the point was well taken, as was it well made. Because men do not learn from history, and unfortunately, society has proven this to be the case over and over again. Because in America today, you can see the clear digression of our society and what was once evil in our eyes, some now call good. And folks, when you go to Proverbs 28, this comes to my aid right now. They that forsake the law praise the wicked. And that is exactly the problem that we have in this country today. The high standards of virtue and morality that were once considered to be the foundations, and they are, of our families are now laughed at and called old-fashioned and even outdated. We now live in a nation where tolerance has become some sort of virtue, and intolerance for the things that go against God's word is called hate. And for those that don't know the difference, anything that is contrary to God's moral law is defined out in the Webster's 1828. The word offense means anything contrary to God's moral law. That's the offense. It's offending the majesty on high, not the immoral reprobates. See, the truth is, God is love, 1 John 4:8, and God gave his law because he loves, yet America has now become so wise in their own eyes that its people have become fools. There's no better way to say it, friends. Hey, folks, when you have a nation that tolerates the like and the likes of the Obamas and the Clintons and the Bushes, how would you define a person that doesn't see the error with those that are actually advocating through tolerance and apathy, through inaction, the actions of those that are committing crimes against them? That would be a that would be the very definition of a fool to me. Read Romans 1:22. I mean, folks, take it into what's going on in the country today. Just last night I watched the debates. Gotta watch the debates. When I listened to the response of the conservatives concerning those candidates that were up on the stage, I was blown away. Sheeple being led about to their own demise. I mean, folks, when you can sit down and watch a guy like Marco Rubio lie and tell another lie and accuse the brethren over and over and over again, and all the while knowing that he's lying about the candidates that he's probably trying to, of course, he's trying to tag, and he's trying to dim their light to make his brighter, and all the while knowing that he's lying about it, friends, and lying about his record. And the people are there clapping for him because they're too lazy to do their own due diligence to pull the curtain back to find out that not only is he constitutionally ineligible, but he's a little liar. You can see it all over him. He's a little liar. And yet he's up on the stage, friends. And then when he's asked questions about the Gang of Eight, giving more power to Barack Hussein Obama to open the floodgates to illegal immigrants to come into this country, he doesn't answer the question. He stonewalls. Friends, he is a Saul Alinsky disciple, is what he is. He's an accuser of the brethren. But you have people out there that haven't taken the time to know the difference. Folks, he's a little liar. He's a liar. And then when you go over to the other side of the aisle, you see Mr. Jeb Bush over there. Why that guy's still there? You need to understand that it's all bought and paid for. That's the reason his daddy put a silver spoon in his mouth, and he's still got it hanging out of the side of his mouth, but he needs someone to help him through these debates because, folks, every time he does it, he steps in it big time. And if you didn't know any different, you'd almost feel sorry for him concerning the human factor. And sometimes I've even fallen to the point where it's like, oh, I feel bad for him. But then knowing his record and the record of the Bush regime, that went right out the window real quick. It's a crime family. And then you get over to Ted Cruz. And then you get over to Donald Trump. Folks, do you realize that the only person that didn't hand the baton to Hillary Clinton last night on the Fox News debates was Donald Trump? Every candidate up on that stage gave it over to Hillary Clinton. If she becomes the president, if she becomes the president, if she becomes the president, friends, she should be indicted and she should be in the big house right now. She should be in jail. She should be in prison for the rest of her life at least, along with the bill. Along with Billy Bob. But here's the American people just clapping along. Everything's wonderful. Oh, you know, we can't have Hillary Clinton. We can't have her as the next president. She'll destroy our country. Why are you leading opposition? They're controlling opposition, friends, by leading it. You know what's terrible about that, friends? For the most part, if you haven't premised this on truth concerning what I'm saying right now, I'm about to give it to you. Hey, folks. Bernie Sanders is beating Hillary Clinton. Why are they constantly handing it over to Hillary Clinton? And let me remind you that 56% of her Twitter account is completely fabricated, just like 70% of Barack Hussein Obama's Twitter account is completely fabricated. In other words, they don't have the support. Matter of fact, right when you go back, when Hillary Clinton came out in Iowa to actually throw her hat in concerning the presidential candidacy, concerning 2016, coming up here. Folks, literally, you can go online and watch the film. The only people that were there was the state-controlled narrative, the press, to make her bigger than what she really is. There was nobody there in support of Hillary. Folks, I'm not embellishing this. Go online and watch the video, and you tell me who's supporting her more than Fox News and these little useful idiots during the presidential candidacies last night, debates. It sickened me to the core. I said, Stephanie, my wife, I said, they're handing it to her. This is what they're doing. They're handing it to her, friends. This will be the third term. No, I'm sorry, the fifth term. Two with her husband, then two with Barack Hussein Obama, then she wants her administration back, friends. This is a foolish people. This is a foolish people that are being played like a deck of cards. And friends, you need to wake up as to what's going on in your country. We're talking about going back to the old past. When you go back to the old past, guess what? You know the difference. The Lord said, come unto me and buy gold of me. And he said that he would anoint your eyes that you might see and anoint your ears that you might hear, Revelation 3.
Paid attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Final shout out, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, let me precede Jeremiah 6:16 by going to verse 8. Listen carefully. This will give you some solace. This will give you some closure to maybe some of the questions that you might have. Be thou instructed, people, lest my soul depart from thee, lest I make thee desolate, a land not inhabited. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, they shall thoroughly glean the remnant of Israel, God's fighters, the church, as a vine. Turn back thine hand as a grape gatherer into the baskets. To whom shall I speak, the Lord is saying, and giving warning that they may hear? Question mark. Behold, their ears uncircumcised, and they cannot hearken. Listen carefully, because the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach. They don't like it. It doesn't fit their lifestyle. It's a spirit of Antichrist, friends. They have no delight in the word of God. The Lord said, therefore, I am full of the fury of the Lord. I am weary with holding in. I will pour it out upon the children abroad. We're seeing that. Upon the assembly of young men together. For even the husband with the wife shall be taken, the aged with him that is full of days. And their houses shall be turned unto others with their fields and wives together. For I will stretch out my hand upon the inhabitants of the land, saith the Lord. Is that what's happening over in Europe right now, friends? Of course it is. From the least even unto the greatest of them, everyone is given to covetousness, and from the prophet even unto the priest, everyone dealeth falsely. The Lord said, they have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they had committed an abomination? No, they were okay with it. They were not at all ashamed, the Lord said, neither could they blush. Therefore they shall fall among them that fall. At the time I shall visit them, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. Then he said, in verse 16, Jeremiah 6, stand in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. Where's the good way, friends? That's what I'm holding up today. That's the banner I'm holding up today is Jeremiah 6:16. And walk therein, friends, in the old paths, and you shall find rest for your souls. But you know what these fools said? They said, we will not walk therein. And the Lord answered, he said, I'll set watchmen over you, saying, listen carefully to the sound of the trumpet, them that are warning you. But they said, we will not listen. No, of course not. To their own demise, we will not listen. Folks, those who fought blood and died for our country to establish the Constitution, those who sacrificed to make us free, were looked upon as heroes in this country. And they still are, as a matter of fact. Now those who stick to the Constitution and fight to make sure it's adhered to are demonized, criticized by the state-run media, and labeled intolerant haters. By the way, friends, had a friend that was a representative in Maryland, and he always carries a Declaration of Independence and the Constitution in his pocket. He went to Washington, D.C., spent some time on the federal floor, and the court recorder asked him, when he made reference to the Constitution of the United States, where is it that you got that information? See, in the state-controlled narrative is to demonize constitutionalists. As a matter of fact, we now live in a country where evangelical Christians are labeled by the DHS, by our own military, as the number one on the list of terrorists. It's not radical jihadists, it's Christians. And if it were not for the evangelical Christians found in the Black Robe Regiment, those that preceded our founding forefathers who fought to give us this country, we would not have elation to label anyone anything. But then, of course, there are the do-nothings who give way to apathy. They say, this is America. It will never happen here. Oh, watch out. Take heed that you stand, lest you fall. They look at the blank pages in the book of history once again and ignore all the signs of the times that clearly point out tyranny in our government, lawlessness, and attack against all that is good. And they allow it. I just watched a video yesterday, for instance. As a matter of fact, if you'd like to jump over on Sons of Liberty Media, interestingly enough, we had a friend over in Oregon, and they had a town hall meeting where the representatives were actually going up and down, giving statute and ordinance contrary to the Constitution of the United States of America. And by the way, this was an assembly in a high school gym, and it was packed. And our friend had the internal fortitude to throw the question to the representative, what about the Constitution? And you know what the people in Oregon said? They started to attack the one that was actually making reference to the Constitution of the United States, while the representative was actually the one distorting it. They started to attack the man that made reference to the Constitution. Folks, you're in a sad position today because of the ignorance that you tolerate concerning your representatives. What has happened, America? Again, we've given over to this change from the founding values of our great nation to the lawlessness that we tolerate today, some do. And the Bible clearly tells us in Proverbs 24:21 again, meddle not with them that are given to change. So America, I ask you the question, why are you changing? Why are you allowing yourself to be changed by force, not law? Because the American people, for the most part, have cowered shamefully and refused to lawfully fight against evils. And that's what we're called to do. That's, hey folks, patriot, Christian, conservative, the pith and marrow of the real definitions of those names all fall to Christ, just so you know. Was it not Abraham Lincoln, love him or hate him, who said, America will never be destroyed from the outside if we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. Yep. And then what comes to my aid right now, friends, is Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. You can go ahead and complain about the politicians all day long, but if you tolerate them, you're the ones that are guilty for the destruction of your country. Therefore, I say enough is enough. Maybe what we could do is use a little lesson from Grandma, because Grandma rocks. Maybe what we could do is take a lesson from those who are labeled old and confused, saith the state-controlled narrative, saith the spirit of the world. Old and confused. Friends, grandma rocks. One evening, a grandson was talking to his grandmother about current events. The grandson asked his grandmother what she thought about the shootings at schools, the computer age, and, well, just things in general. The grandma replied, "Well, let me think for a moment. I was born before television, penicillin, polo shots, frozen foods, Xerox, contact lenses, Frisbees, and even the pill." Grandma said, "There was no radar, credit cards, laser beams, or ballpoint pens. Man had not invented pantyhose yet, air conditioners, dishwashers, or clothes dryers. And the clothes were hung out to dry in the fresh air, and man hadn't yet walked on the moon, or..." "Your grandfather and I got married first and then lived together. Every family had a father and a mother. And until I was 25, Grandma said, I called every man older than I, sir. We were before gay rights, computer dating, dual careers, daycare centers, and group therapy. Our lives were governed by the Ten Commandments, good judgment, and a little common sense. We were taught to know the difference between right and wrong and to stand up and take responsibility for, guess what, friends, our actions. Serving your country was a privilege, Grandma said, and living in this country was a bigger privilege. We thought fast food is what people ate during Lent, and having a meaningful relationship meant getting along with your cousins. Grandma said, draft dodgers were people who closed their front doors when the evening breeze started. Time sharing meant time the family spent together in the evenings and weekends, not purchasing condominiums. We never heard of FM radios, and I don't ever remember any kid blowing his brains out listening to Tommy Dorsey. If you saw anything with Made in Japan on it, it was junk. The term making out referred to how you did on your school exam. Pizza Hut, McDonald's, and instant coffee were completely unheard of. Grandma said we had 5- and 10-cent stores where you could actually buy things for 5 and 10 cents. Ice cream cones, phone calls, rides on a streetcar, and a Pepsi were all a nickel. And if you didn't want to splurge... you could spend your nickel on enough stamps to mail one letter and two postcards. You could even buy a Chevy coupe for $600. But who could afford one? Well, too bad, because gas was only 11 cents, said Grandma. In my day, Grandma said, grass was mowed, Coke was a cold drink, pot was something your mother cooked in, and rock music was your grandmother's lullaby. She said, aides were helpers in the principal's office. Chip meant a piece of wood. Hardware was found in a hardware store. And software wasn't even a word. We were the last generation to actually believe that a lady needed a husband to have a baby. No wonder, Grandma said, why people call us old and confused and say that there's a generation gap. Folks, do you understand? Do you understand why Grandma rocks? I know that it's the thing with, let's go to like Disney, for example. Isn't it interesting how Disney always has the role of the parent and the child completely up on its head? Oh, yeah, yeah. Whew. Isn't it interesting how we're taught now when you watch, for example, during Christmas season, Home Alone, how the little boy tells his mother and his father what they're going to do. Isn't it interesting that when they need advice, they go to the child? Folks, it's completely up on its head. What happened to honoring the older generation by adhering to what they laid out for us? I remember seeing a picture not too long ago in, I believe it was in China, where a man made himself literally a chair for his father to sit on his lap because his father was so old. We need to get a little bit of that back into our hearts, friends.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Victim's father demands Obama use martial law powers. Declare state of emergency. Really? Folks, you need to understand the state-controlled media is always looking for them people. Do you guys remember Sandra Fluke? Well, friends, you need to understand that she was nothing but a fluke, and she was handpicked. To take it a step further, friends, just to offend you just a little bit, because they mean to cast this in your teeth, like it or not, Sandra Fluke, if you remember rightly, they tried to make her famous. They were actually going to make her the woman of the year on Time Life magazine. But did you know that her, when she would actually go out and do events, she couldn't even, with all the press that she had, she couldn't even garner 10 people to come listen to her. I just wanted to let you know that. So when they're highlighting the fact that the victim's fathers demand Obama use martial law powers, declare a state of emergency for gun epidemic. No, they just don't like it, friends, that it's completely backfiring on them, and rightfully so. Representatives file resolution of condemnation and censure against Obama, but where are the articles of impeachment? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Are we going to find the articles of impeachment there? I mean, certainly if we were in the House.
No, because these representatives, they're too spineless and they're a bunch of capitulators. and maybe they should take time and read Psalm 78. But in fact, friends, what you're dealing with is those that don't want to stick their neck out on the line. But as you found yesterday, friends, these are the guys making millions and millions of dollars, but it didn't start out that way until they actually stepped into the position to represent not you or I, but they themselves.
That's a shame.
It's sick.
It is.
Alrighty. Caught on video, abortionist attacks girlfriend during forced abortion attempt. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hey, good news again, coming from Operation Rescue, friends. Kansas is ready to defund Planned Parenthood. Praise God. As a matter of fact, that article's out there on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well. Kansas to defund Planned Parenthood. Good. Good. Good.
Should have never been funded in the first place.
No, it shouldn't have.
Yep.
Sanctioning the murder of the innocent in the womb. SOTU, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Obama bemoans the plight of the Muslim in America. Folks, I just posted on Bradley Dean a picture of Barack Hussein Obama, that's his Muslim name for those that did not know, taking his shoes off as he enters into a mosque. And I actually shared with the people, isn't it interesting how you fell for the fact that he was a Christian? And yet Jesus warned us over and over again, be not deceived, be not deceived. I had 86,000 likes on that within one day.
Amen.
86,000 likes. By the way, that was just one outlet.
That's awesome.
So we appreciate your response, friends. The plight of the Muslims. That sounds like Jay Johnson from Homeland Security. He was set in place, friends, as the fox in the chicken coop, not to actually protect the Muslims, friends, but actually make way for the Muslims. That's why they appointed to the Homeland Department of Homeland Security. That's why they were appointing Muslims to oversight, friends. Sickening. Sickening. No, this is really happening. I'm not just saying this. This is really happening. My goodness. Goodness gracious, friends. False flag in Oregon. County fire chief resigns after, friends, he catches undercover FBI agents posing as militia near county armory. Folks, they're sending forth provocateurs to stir it up over there in Oregon. Forgive me. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, false flag in Oregon. County fire chief resigns after undercover FBI agents pose as militia near county armory. Everybody remember Ruby Ridge? Everybody remember Waco? Has anybody taken the time to pull the curtain back on those? What about the Oklahoma City bombing? Look at these terror attacks. And folks, they just happen to be from Christian constitutionalists. How does that work out? Hey, folks, it's always a lack of Christianity when you want to blame Christians for something Christ didn't do. Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ. Get it straight, you leftist criminals. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Ted Cruz doesn't vote to audit Fed, took personal loan for campaign from Goldman Sachs. Ooh, that one doesn't work. And that's got to hurt. Just a little bit. Do as I say, but don't do as I do. The entire situation with El Chapo is a major government cover-up. Of course it is. Folks, whenever you see drug lords drop, it means there's a change of power. That's all it means. It's a switch of power. Well, we're going to give it to this guy now, so let's get rid of those guys. They already did what we needed them to do, so now let's get these other guys to do what that other group of mafioso couldn't do. This is the history of the mob. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Donald Trump and Mark Meckler could change everything if they would advance the ratification of the original First Amendment rather than a con-con. Con-con. And maybe that's like the actor in one of the new Star Wars or something. I don't know. Like BB-52 and R2.
BB-8.
Crazy stuff. When did World War III start? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Profiteers of governing. And these are the ones that got caught. Well, that's from yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Hey.
Nice.
Yes. More Christianity, less crime. Absolutely common sense, friends. Common sense. But Christians need to keep their eyes single. Do I hear an amen?
Amen.
Hear, hear.
Hear, hear.
Hear, hear. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Government software calculates your threat score and categorizes citizens as red, yellow, or green. Folks, you do need to understand what's going on here. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. I'm a drummer. I don't play the brass, friends, though I am blowing the trumpet with my drums.
You're beating out.
Well, I'm going to Jeremiah 6:16, right? Yeah. I'm blowing the trumpet, right? Mm-hmm. I'm giving warning to the people.
Right. You're just beating it out another way.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Homeland Security conceals secret plan to cut cell service during emergencies. You know what, folks? Here, let's put this into perspective. I don't care what the enemy's doing. I care what the righteous are doing concerning the enemies. Put it in their lap, friends, that they have a care as to what you're doing. And you better bet your bottom dollar, those that are doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving themselves, the doers are a threat to these people. And that's why they're so afraid of who you are and what it is that you do and what you might do once you catch them. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Harney County Sheriff David Ward throws out reporter for asking about the Constitution. Friends, tyranny in action in Oregon. Don't fall for what the state-controlled narrative is actually trying to lead you to believe in. Folks, there's so much stuff. There are plenty of reasons to be concerned over Muslim refugees. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. It goes on and on and on. The news gets good when the people respond. Duty is yours. Results are God's.
That's right. And we all have a job to do. And we all need to preserve this constitutional republic that our founding forefathers gave us, established upon the Bible. And if you want to be a part of bringing forth this message, not only through the radio waves in many different parts of the United States and also 53 countries internationally as well, but also into your own backyard, please do give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. If you would like the Sons of Liberty to come to your home state. I actually was just talking with someone not too long ago. He said, well, you know, we've got three different events in this area that would be a possibility. And I said, that's exactly how it starts. You start with an idea and you say, hey, he could come speak at this group or that group or this school or this tea party, and we just kind of work it from there. So if you'd like to make a difference here in 2016, please do go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com or SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, or you can also give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. You can also contact us through the websites as well.
Folks, are you done?
No.
Okay.
I just have a little bit more to go. And if you'd also like to support this work on a monthly basis, please do go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com or SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Click on that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of...
Click, 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 click.
Liberty. You missed that part. Son or Daughter of...
I apparently missed quite a few things today because I have Tim, Senior Editor, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com right now, plugging me concerning ConCon. I liked ConCon. Well, that's the Constitutional Convention.
Oh, perfect.
But I liked ConCon. Yeah.
You know,
kind of reminds me of Bam Bam from, remember when you were a little kid, Fred Flintstone?
But I never really watched it.
Yeah, okay. That's all we had. That was our food.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
But going back to what I was saying here, become a son or daughter of Liberty today, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Do you hear that?
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
My heart is bleeding right now.
It is actually bleeding.
My heart bleeds for you. Oh, folks, I want to highlight two articles, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, if you have not taken the time to watch this video, do. Common Core Book Publishing Manager, I Hate Kids. Common Core is all about selling books and making money. Of course it is, friends. And this is what they want to subject your kids to. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I want to leave you with a smile on your face. Fly along with this little 4-year-old girl on her first acrobatic flight with her father. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23 for 2 hours tomorrow. See ya!
I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.